Welcome to the Asbury First United Methodist Church Weekly Sermon. We hope you enjoyed this message by Stephen Cady. For more information about this podcast or other ways to connect, please visit asburyfirst.org.
Come to him, a living stone, though rejected by mortals, yet chosen and precious in God's sight. And like a living stone, build yourselves as a spiritual house. And like a living stone, build yourselves up as a spiritual house. At the end of the service today, we will all process outside carefully and gently for a brief promise ceremony to place the new cornerstone for our new community outreach center, the house that we pray will continue for years to come, that will house our meal, our clothing, our health care, our dental, our grocery bag, our showers, our laundry, amongst many other ministries, in one humanizing and fully accessible space. To be clear, we will cut the ribbon and dedicate that space on Thanksgiving Sunday, that is the Sunday before Thanksgiving. That is the time when we will all come together. Mark your calendars now, buy your tickets. We hope it will be a kind of homecoming Sunday that we might all get together to celebrate that space. But today is the day when we set in stone, so to speak, our commitment to making sure that Asbury First remains a spiritual house. When we recommit in 2022 to becoming a place for all, young and old, black and white, gay and straight, male and female, rich and poor, broken and whole, Republican and Democrat, trans and cis, and everyone beyond and between, and perhaps this week we ought to add citizen and non-citizen, immigrant and native alike, for I was a stranger and you welcomed me. Now, as you heard Miss Paula share, typically the cornerstone referred historically to the very first stone that was laid. It was there to align and orient the rest of the construction. Sometimes later on it would be hollowed out to include as a kind of time capsule, including all important artifacts that were meant to be kept for posterity. And while the stone we place today will certainly not be the first one, in other words, it will not be used to align and orient the construction of the building, our prayer is that it might indeed be used to align and orient us towards the building's use. Because though it is too small to be hollowed out, make no mistake, friends, it will be filled with every hope and dream we have for that center. It will be filled with everything we have put into making it possible to get to this place today. Our prayer is that it might stand for the entire world to say that this campus will always be a place for all, where we will continue to build one another as living stones into a spiritual house. The good news is that this is not the first step we have taken in that direction. And by God's grace, it won't be the last. And what better day to remember the steps that we've taken to get to where we are than today? Our birthday. That's right, Asbury First. Happy birthday. Technically speaking, it's Tuesday, but close enough. And let me be the first to share, 202 has never looked so good. But we remember in 202 years, we've laid quite a few cornerstones, as Paula shared with us today. Maybe some of you remember the last cornerstone we laid a scant 16 years ago, as we stood there September 10th, 2006, together in Ministry Sunday, and all set that cornerstone in place. It was the culmination of years of dreaming and visioning as a congregation under the leadership at the time of the Reverend Dr. Robert Allen Hill, who, in addition to having a beautiful daughter, my wife, just so you don't think I'm a creep, also cast a vision for a kind of village green on our campus, a place where all might come and converse and have a place to be. It's hard to imagine what ministry was like before it, isn't it? As one person said to me after a meeting a couple of years ago, you know, I fought the gathering center tooth and nail, but I can't imagine ministry here without it. Neither can I. The truth is, friends, in so many ways, the conversations and conferences and cookies that have been shared in that space in the last 16 years have not only made us who we are today, but in so many ways fostered the connections that made the Outreach Center possible. As so often happens in life, one dream builds upon another. Like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house. I'd imagine there are a few here who might even remember the laying of the cornerstone that came before that. Do you remember November 13th, 1960? It was, of course, the education building that was built. It was the continuation of the dream of the Reverend Dr. Weldon Crosland. Though he wasn't here at the time, no, in leadership at the time, was the Reverend Dr. Andrew Turnipseed, as some will remember, had to flee the Alabama Annual Conference for preaching out about civil rights. And he found his home here for a while. Now, it was a different time, 1960, of course. The average attendance at Sunday school in those days was 670, which, in case you're wondering, is a few more than we have today. But what was so striking in reading the history of that moment and looking back through the program was just how similar the hopes and dreams we had back then as a congregation. You see, when that space was dedicated, the Reverend Dr. Andrew Turnipseed said that this might be a symbol for the church universal, the cornerstone of which is truth, the creed of which is love, and the tower of which is eternal hope. And then he said, may this place always have doors open to all, rich and poor, black and white, desolate and homeless. Sound familiar? It has served that building as a place where for 62 years we have come to learn together the foundations of our faith. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. It has been from that place that we have learned to find our way towards where we are today. It has been from that place that we have learned how to reach out to others and that it's an essential part of our faith. Like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house. There might even be a few out there who still remember the cornerstone ceremony before that. Do you remember October 11th, 1953? That was the day when we laid the cornerstone for the building in which some of us now sit and which I now preach. It is a building that has stood for over 70 years, continuing to share the gospel of Jesus Christ for a hurting and broken world. But it came only after dozens of years of fundraising, 5 different capital campaigns it took to build this building. And every time they thought they were getting ready to go, something else would come up. Maybe you remember that it was on December 1st, 1941, that they voted to move forward with the idea of building a new church, only to have the attack on Pearl Harbor happen 6 days later. And as sometimes happens, things shifted. But by October 11th, 1953, the funds had been raised, the construction begun, and the cornerstone ready to be set. Only in this case, the cornerstone itself was part of the story. You saw the picture of the cornerstone a little bit earlier in the service, but you don't necessarily know where it came from. See, the Reverend Dr. Weldon Crosland, early in his ministry, had visited Palestine, and on his trip, he went to what was called Solomon's Quarry, thought to be the place where the stones were gathered to build the first temple of Jerusalem 3,000 years ago. And he said upon leaving that someday he would build a church, and he would build it upon a cornerstone from that same quarry. And so, when the time came, he and Ruth gave a gift to the church and had a special stone sent all the way from outside of Jerusalem, even going down to the federal building to clear it through customs themselves. It was chiseled out with the year 1953, hollowed out to fill with the items, a Bible, a hymnal, a membership list, a discipline, a newsletter, and every hope and dream they had for this congregation moving forward. And it has borne fruit because it has been from this pulpit, in this place, in this space, that we have shared the vision for everything that would come after. And now it is from this place that the vision is shared around the entire world. Like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house. Now, most people don't remember the cornerstone ceremonies before that. There was one, of course, that took place on September 6th, maybe the infamous one, September 6th, 1900, in the pouring rain, as First Church was bound and determined to lay the cornerstone even in the pouring rain, and the speeches were said to go on and on and on, not that I have to tell you what that's like. Or maybe you remember or have heard the story about the ceremony that took place 3 months earlier on June 25th, 1900, when a chapel stone was laid. That was important, of course, because who oversaw it? James Bashford, who was not only a child of First Church, even though it was Asbury's chapel being placed, and would later become bishop, but at the time was president of the greatest undergraduate institution in the country, Ohio Wesleyan. Or maybe you know that stone which now sits outside of our education wing, which was dedicated on June 28th, 1896, was reported in the paper to have caused the entire city to go quiet. Because on that night, the Rochester Rail and Transit System agreed to suspend all of their trains so that everyone who wanted could hear as they laid the stone. It's, of course, from that stone and in the time capsule that was included that we got perhaps the most precious memory in our church's history, the letter to posterity written by Mrs. Ellen Larrabee Lattimore. It is a tongue-in-cheek letter written to that future generation of church people that has finally figured out how to get rid of all church dissension, who knows exactly how to support equally and fully the role of women in the church, and who had never deigned to have anybody sit in the pews who was not willing to give at least something. It is a beautiful and amazing letter, and it tells something of our history. We know that there was at least one other exact date for a church cornerstone ceremony. We know that one was laid on June 28th, 1884, and it had to be rushed. Because it turns out, at 321 East Avenue, the stonemasons were working much too quickly. So they had to pull together the entire congregation and try and get the cornerstone in place before it was too late, which is why, if you're driving by 321 East Avenue, you might look up and see 15 feet above the ground, the cornerstone. That is the last exact date we know. We know there was a cornerstone placed in 1855 and in 1842, and we can only assume that the buildings that went up in 1839 and 1834 and in 1824, among all the others that we may not know about, all had some kind of stone celebrating the moment, honoring the moment, but we don't know any of the stories or the circumstances that surround them. But we do know this, that for 202 years as a congregation, we have continued to build upon the very same foundation year after year, the gospel of Jesus Christ, which among many other things promises a place for all, young and old, black and white, gay and straight, male and female, rich and poor, broken and whole, Republican and Democrat, trans and cis and everyone beyond and between. We have continued to build on the same foundation that we built today. We have been through fires and foreclosures, strife and success, pain and pandemic. But every year, we have tried to take another step towards opening our arms to all of the people that Christ has put in front of us, to becoming truly that place for all, where all who are weary might rest their bones. Yes, we have fallen short from time to time. We might again in the days ahead. But by the grace of God, every day is another opportunity to open our arms wide and to rededicate ourselves to being a place for all. And should we become lost on the journey ahead, if we take too many steps in one direction or another, perhaps all we need to do is look around at the living stones that still surround us, remembering the stories of the people who placed them and the hopes and dreams they entrusted to us. And maybe the cornerstone we lay today, as we place every hope and dream we have for this church, might serve as a cornerstone for future generations, a marker, a guidepost along the path of life, so that anyone who's lost might look here and say, truly there, truly here is a place for all. Like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house. May it be so. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Asbury First Weekly Sermon. If you enjoyed this message, please visit asburyfirst.org and learn more about our mission to love God and neighbor, live fully, serve all, repeat.